welcome to another episode of the film review, the movie review, the Blu-ray review, whatever you like to call it. I'm Brian Kluger with the Multimedia Men podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. You know, if you've listened, we do shows like Mediocrity and Wrestling is Everything is Wrestling. But recently I've tried to give you some reviews of new Blu-rays coming out or new movies coming out theatrically. So hopefully you're enjoying this. I have some more today. I have a movie called Victor Crowley that we're going to talk about for you horror film aficionados. Victor Crowley. You've heard the names Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, and Michael Myers. You just have, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, and Halloween. You've heard these guys before, and you know what they're capable of. In addition to those names, you should really get to know a guy named Victor Crowley, who has earned his spot right next to these horror icons with his own film franchise called Hatchet. Yes, Hatchet. Director Adam Green, who directed basically most of the Hatchet films, and is in the TV show Holliston, and directed that amazing film called Frozen. Yes, not the Frozen Disney film, animated movie, princess film. No, Frozen, the horror film about the kids who got stuck on a ski lift for a weekend and, you know, bad things happened. But yeah, Adam Green comes back to the director's chair for this fourth installment in the Hatchet franchise called Victor Crowley. Green, being a passionate fan of the horror genre himself, he's taken his favorite elements from all of our, you know, most favorite horror movies from the 1970s, the 80s, and 90s, and he's injected them into his own movies in the best ways possible. Adam Green's a good guy and just, he knows horror. The overall story plot to these films is nothing new to say. There's nothing new about nothing. You've seen it all before, in that, like, a group of people usually find themselves in the Cajun part of the country, where a supernatural monster, serial killer type person kills each of his victims one by one. You've seen that story before in the movies I just mentioned. But it's how Green writes his characters and story, which gives these films a fresh and original outlook for the horror genre, not to mention they are a ton of fun with a treasure trove of dark comedy bits. And Victor Crowley is no different from that. So Victor Crowley, it's set a decade after the events of the third film, as we focus on the character Andrew Young, who's Perry Shin. Is a good actor. He got his start in Better Luck Tomorrow, which was the first MTV movie. But he's also, Perry Shin's been in every Hatchet film too. This character, Andrew Young, has his new book about the Victor Crowley murders that he's seen throughout the movies and is making the rounds on the talk shows and numerous book signings, some that might have some hilarious and odd requests at these book signings. And his manager is Kathleen, played by Felisa Rose, as you know, as the main chick from Sleepaway Camp. She's trying to secure the most money for him and herself as she can for this book tour, and which is why she enlists a film crew to make a short film on the Victor Crowley murders, where they originally took place in the swamp. So they all kind of go there to do these book signings, or, like, you know, like, basically just press stuff. So Yonga is reluctant to go, but he ends up, and the plane crashes on the way there in the swamp, and yep, more victims. Crowley shows up in his beefed up stature and overalls, and then he starts just to brutally kill everyone in his path. What Green does very well here is stage his death scenes with some amazing and gooey practical effects. If you like the practical effects, that's the real blood, not the CG stuff. Brains fall out, limbs are severed, and perhaps the best scene in a film of recent memory comes to play here, with a severed arm, a mobile phone, and somebody's crotch. It is fantastic. It's one of those movie moments where you'll yell out in joy and horror all at the same time. With all the gooey bits being thrown around, Green also keeps the silly comedy flowing as well, with his unique dialogue and character actions. Yes, this movie is very silly. Kane Hodder, who is no stranger to playing iconic movie monsters in a bunch of movies. He dons the Victor Crowley makeup again, and he just owns every scene he's in with his intense body language. Victor Crowley might be the most fun you'll have watching a horror movie this year at midnight with your friends with a beer, as it brings back all the nostalgic elements you fell in love with growing up in horror. That's Victor Crowley. If you can find this on your digital streaming services or rent it or even buy it when it comes out on Blu-ray, this movie is super fun. It's super gross and full of dark humor. So if you like those old slasher movies, you'll like this one. And you don't need to see the rest of the Hatchet movies to see this one. That explains everything. You're not missing anything. Go see Victor Crowley. Do it.